Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James Jay, behind the mic. I am joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
We got the band back together, Terry.
It's a great day.
Got the best listeners of radio with us, and we're going to catch up on weather with our good friend, Brittany. Brittany, how you doing this morning?
I am great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. We got some beautiful sunny skies ahead of us right now. Enjoying that. And it looks like we're going to get some more interesting temperatures coming up this weekend.
Yes, we are. I love the key word. You said sun right now.
Yes.
Yes, it's going to go away pretty soon. We'll see those clouds thickening and increasing as the cold front pushes through the state today. And it will fire up a chance for a few flurries to light snow showers. This looks like it might want to start around 11 o'clock this afternoon and last until about 3 or 4 or so. Now, in terms of accumulations, it'll be just a trace sticking to the roads or so, but we could see about a half an inch potentially into the grassy areas as we head through the afternoon. So some slick spots are definitely possible on your commute home this evening. But otherwise, temperatures, I mean, what we're feeling right now, that's our highs. We're not going to rise much because the cold front hits right when we usually hit our highs, so it's going to drag it down, and we're going to fall to the single digits overnight and early tomorrow morning.
All right, so not shorts weather. Good to know.
Not anymore. Now we got to find the gloves and the hat.
Yeah.
If we're going to be up early tomorrow
where
morning.
Where did I put that winter stuff? Where?
You know, if it's going to be cold, there should be snow.
Yeah, I agree. Might as well. Might as well if we're going to have it, you know. Well, a good forecast. We'll take it. Well, no receipts. We'll keep it, Brittany. Thank you so much for the forecast and for joining us all week. It's always a fun talking with you, Brittany. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Best in the business right there, our friend Brittany Merlot joining us every Monday through Friday right in this time slot, giving us an update on Mother Nature. Appreciate her doing that. Terry, we got good stuff going on today. We got a lot to do.
We've always got good stuff.
We do. We do. Darn right. The El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club right around the corner. Looking forward to diving into that. That's going to be fun. We will also get into a couple of other fun stories along the way. Three things you should never do at work. Oh, that shouldn't be loaded. That's going to be interesting.
Only three.
Yeah. Everything else is fair game.
I'm thinking of like a half dozen just really easily.
I love the idea of somebody like just clocking into work and like, all right, come on, get to it.
Being very literal, right?
Yeah. I want to talk about a story that I feel like is being underreported that is historic of us landing on the moon. And I'm not talking about in the 60s. I'm talking about like just this week.
All right.
That I think is going to be.
I didn't even hear that.
Yeah, it's going to be a cool story, I think. We're going to wrap up our Dolly Parton conversation that we started over on the Sunrise
Show.
It should be fun, and we'll let you know what's new on your small screen, getting to all of that. Also want to touch on this one, a country life beer hack. We have life hacks. We have all kinds of life hacks we've been covering on this show. Well, we're going to go ahead and stretch our legs a little bit and have some fun with a beer can life hack that we'll get into. That's coming up a little bit later as well in the 9 o'clock hour. This hour, El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club, and after our news break, we're going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's.
Excellent.
Looking forward to that. We hope to have Mike Clemens be able to join us at the start of the 9 o'clock hour. We'll see if we can catch up with our friend Mike, talk a little sports with him. All that coming up. But I wanted to actually start, Terry, before we get into United Way conversation. I brought it up this weekend, and I was waiting to bring it back up with you, because I imagine you can relate to this.
You kind of scare me sometimes when you say that.
I'm sure I
saved
do.
This for you.
It's got to be scary.
All right, understandably.
So, because you know me.
I'm ready.
The feeling of dodging a train. The feeling of, and I don't mean like literally like you jump in front of the train and dodge it. I don't mean that. That's illegal.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's not smart.
The train is coming and you know that it's going to be blocking you off to get to your destination. So you find a shortcut around.
All right.
Like for me.
Regularly. Yes.
Yeah. You know, this past weekend I had to do over the back fence and I'm coming in and I'm running a little late for me. And I see the train coming. I'm like, oh, I could take the Viaduct. I take it around. I go over to 17th, past Quick Trip, and I'll get over here. And I'm all proud of that, that I have that in this plan in my head. And I'm going over the viaduct, and I see the train, and it's one of the longest trains I've ever seen. And I kid you not, you can make fun of me if you want, 715-424-2600. I'm still feeling that win. It still feels good. Like, there's something about that. And I, and it's such a relatable thing. I brought this up over the weekend, had a couple of our listeners out in California, had some that listen out east bring this up. Like, yes, yes, that's such a good feeling. Yes. You got to know what I'm talking about.
And isn't it funny, though, sometimes, because I will do the same, go around, because there is, you know, there is train tracks on my path mm-hmm. into town or, you know, or on my way home. And sometimes I feel like every way is blocked.
Yes.
You know, and so I have three options, but there is a fourth, but then it means driving like almost the whole way to Rudolph, right? But sometimes I'll still do that. Like, you see the train, so then you turn, you go the other way. When honestly, if you probably just sat and waited for the train for like the 4 minutes, the extra 8 minutes you drove, it's just the idea of you're moving versus sitting still.
Yes, because that's the other side of it. Because as many times as you've dodged a train, you've also been like getting around to the shortcut and the train's going by. I'm like, oh, we've had that happen too.
But I'd much rather be moving Absolutely. In my car than sitting still.
I thought this was interesting. Pam brought this over. I want to get into this if we have time. We just got our forecast from Brittany. And understanding, you know, we've been kind of, I think now we've kind of gotten used to what this winter is going to be like.
Well, and I think people think winter's over. And I'm a little skeptical about that.
No, and that's a nice thing to bring up right there, too, because Pam sent this over from 2019. Where we were this time of year, February 27th, technically is the date. But we had the National Weather Service, the strong winter storm that brought heavy snow and very strong winds to much of our state. That it was one of our bigger snowstorms we've had. And fortunately led to one of the largest traffic crash in Wisconsin history.
Was that the one by Oshkosh?
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember that.
I mean, it, 19, not that long
That's
ago.
That's not that long ago.
But it feels like... I don't know. Like, in some ways, it feels like it was. I just thought that was really interesting. And thank you, Pam, for that. We appreciate you. Terry, I want to talk a little bit about Power of the Purse. It's coming up March 12th, 5 to 7:30 over at beautiful Bullseye Golf Club. It's one of our favorite signature events that you guys do at the United Way.
Yeah, we've got some great stuff going on. This is a event geared toward women. It is a purse silent auction. And we also have food there, you know, drinks, great atmosphere. Kind of a happy hour style kind of event. There is the auction. There is raffles. You know, there's all you can learn about Dolly Parton's Imagination Library program and sponsor a child for that. So it's just a great opportunity for women in the community to come together around early grade learning and literacy. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, one of the really cool things is that all of the dollars raised here are invested in the kids within our United Way service area, right? So Southwood County. And also really happy to announce that as of Wednesday night, so just, you know, 2 days ago, our Women United group made the decision to expand Imagination Library into Adams County. Oh, I was wondering if I was going to get something
awesome.
For that.
That's awesome. I would have done it over there. That's such great news.
So that's really big news. You know, the more books that we can get in the hands of kids and, you know, families in our community is so important. I mean, we could talk about the importance of literacy all day long.
Yeah.
But the other thing that's really cool about this is the cost to do this is like $30 per child per year, which is nothing. Yeah. I mean, honestly.
Nothing.
And when you look at the quality of the books, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, it's kind of amazing. And the reason that we can do it at that cost through the Dollywood Foundation is surely her span and her reach, because there are so many going out. Yeah. She just leverages such a good price. Cool thing, though, is the lineup of books that are chosen and sent. Dolly actually has reading interventionists on staff at the Dollywood Foundation. So these are great books. Two books per year are bilingual. So that's really cool.
That's cool.
Each book has something in the jacket, like tips. So let's say it's a book about the outdoors. Well, then it'll say, you know, ask your child this or talk about this. Remember a time. So it's about reading the book and it's about literacy skills, but it's also about language skills and engaging with your child and having discussion that doesn't involve a screen.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I mean, there's so many wins about this program. And so for our Women United to say, you know what, let's expand it and offer it to children in our whole United Way area is just I just love it. It's so exciting. We are looking so forward to getting this rolled out to, you know, all the kids in Adams County as well.
Yeah. When it comes to reading, I think we all understand as adults that, you know, how important it is, how it there's literally almost nothing in life where reading isn't essential or isn't needed. But I think, though, as adults, we forget, and understandably, we forget how important it is, those early confidence builders, from learning to tie our shoes to learning to be able to read, to listening to somebody read and understanding what they're doing, understanding what they're saying, or they're taking their finger along the lines that mm-hmm. we're understanding the words. That confidence we build as kids, we take with us into grade school, into high school, into our first job. Like, this is world building here. This is
absolutely
impactful. I mentioned this on the Sunrise Show, and I've talked about it before. I grew up in a family of readers, and I also grew up in a very intelligent family. And because I had this, I did not know this at the time, and because we moved around so much and I wasn't tested, I had minor dyslexia. And so I always felt unintelligent in my family.
Because it was always hard, right? I mean, like, there was struggle with it.
I couldn't understand, how did everybody in the family smart and I'm the dumb one? Like, how did that happen? What are the odds of that happening? The jury's still out on some of that, to be fair. But it wasn't a thing like that. It was more of a confidence-building thing. And because of my mom being such an avid reader and my grandfather handing me Uncle Tom's Cabin when I'm 9 and things like that, there's no way I'm in this chair. There's no way I'm acting. I've done over 100 and some roles. There's no way I'm doing any of that.
The jury isn't out on your reading skills.
The intelligence part, though. It builds. You just don't know where you can take these confidence-building things. And just as important as all that, reading's fun.
Absolutely.
Reading's awesome.
So how do we pay for this? The way that we pay for all this is through events, you know, primarily like Power of the Purse. We have a few other, you know, smaller fundraisers, but really Power of the Purse is it. And, you know, James, I have to tell you, earlier this week, I got a call from one of the loyal listeners of this show who said, you know, my friends and I would really like to come to Power of the Purse, but we just really aren't overly comfortable driving after dark anymore.
Oh, yeah.
And then she said, but did you know that the time change is actually March 10th. Oh. So, you know, we will spring ahead. So it'll actually be still
perfect.
Light out when the
perfect
events end. So,
just,
you know,
like you planned it.
Just throwing that out there, that if your concern about coming to the event is driving after dark, you don't have to be concerned because it'll still be light. And I want to just, you know, thank that listener for calling
that's
that to
awesome
my attention,
yeah,
and saying,
that's great,
you know, hey, this is cool. But this event, you know, it's just, it's remarkable and
yeah,
it's fun. And even if you're not into purses, I will tell you, though, I have 24 fabulous, fabulous purses in my office right now. Like, I walk in and look at them and dream a little bit.
Yeah,
you're
yeah,
like, oh, I would like that one. But they are awesome. We have a really great lineup of sponsors, fabulous selection of purses.
Yeah.
But even if you're not into purses, you can come, you know, enjoy the event, enjoy some food, hop in on a couple of the raffles,
yeah,
right? Enjoy that and just come and support the efforts. You know, we're looking, I'm looking for, pushing for record attendance this year. Last
yeah
year we had 120 people physically in the building, and I'm pushing for 140 this year.
Yeah, we can.
So
do it.
I would love to see you there. You can get your tickets by going to uwswac.org, which is our website. You can purchase right on the website, or you can come to our office, which is 351 Oak Street here in Wisconsin Rapids. And we are open for business 8:30 to 4 Monday through Friday.
Shout out to Bullseye Golf Club, too. Do such a great job hosting these things. You can't have a bad time at Bullseye. You're going to enjoy yourself there, too. That's a great, big, fun part of this. And, of course, the Dolly Parton Imagination Library, which is such an amazing program.
Yeah, and we do door prizes and giveaways. And I just can't stress how
fun
packed that 2.5 hours is and how fun it is.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. Find out more, again, as Terry said, at uwswac.org. And be sure to mark your calendar, March 12th, Power of the Purse. Take a time out and check in with our partners. We'll come back and hang out with one of our partners, El Cafe, and the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club, coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR. It's time to do some celebrating with the Birthday and Anniversary Club, our El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. We love our friends over at El Cafe. Encourage you to meet them right now. They're at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Got some great specials going on today for lunch, for breakfast. Go ahead and check out El Cafe, everybody.
I got to tell you, you know, last Friday when I was here, we were talking about El
yeah
Cafe and the fish
yeah
fry. And so last Friday night we went.
Good.
So I'm just, you know, I'm going to give them a testimonial because I have to tell you, fish was good.
Mm-hmm.
I had fish and shrimp. The shrimp was fabulous. And I'm not dissing the fish, sure, but like sure. The shrimp was fabulous. Hmm. Service out of this world. Everything about our experience there was excellent.
Oh, happy
so,
to hear that.
You know, I hope people are getting out and supporting them.
Yeah, they're wonderful people. I mean, as good as the food and the atmosphere and the prices and all that are, the people are amazing
and
over there.
And that was my first time there, so I just got to say, you know,
good on you.
Take
good
a chance and head on over here. There.
Yeah, visit our friends over at 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards. Wish them a good morning from all of us here at WFHR. And keep those birthdays and anniversaries coming, everybody. We love celebrating with you. And we grab a qualifier out of every day. And that qualifier, qualifiers, at the beginning of next month could win two $20 gift certificates from our friends at El Cafe. A big thank you to them for sponsoring
this. Yeah, that's awesome.
We appreciate them. Get your birthdays and anniversaries to us. Send them to info@WFHR.com. James.mailoff@civicmedia.us. Call up and join the show, of course, 424-2600. If you're listening on the Civic Media app, thank you. Go ahead and just a touch or two away from calling and joining us right here. Terry, I needed you to do a little work.
Ugh.
I'm sorry.
Rude.
I know. It is. I need a one or a two. I need a one or a two.
Two.
All right. Gives us that one. And another one or two.
One.
All right. And, you know, let's just do it again. One more. One or two.
One.
All right, that gives us our qualifiers, so we can get right into the celebrating. First up, want to wish a happy birthday to April Marie.
Happy birthday, April.
Hope you have a great day, April. Enjoy your day. It's a pretty name. Also, happy birthday to BJ Herman.
Happy birthday, BJ.
BJ's our qualifier.
Awesome.
Congrats, BJ. Hope you enjoy. Congratulations on that. Let's go ahead and keep on moving into Saturday, where we wish a happy birthday to one of my favorite directors of all time, Susan Leslie Edgren.
Happy birthday, Susan.
Susan's direct. I've worked with Susan as an actor, as a being. She's directed me on at least I think 9 or 10 different shows at WRCT. Like a lot of work.
She has a lot of experience bossing you around.
Yes, she does. And she's very good at it, and I listen.
Well, that's the important part, right?
I'm never a better listener, probably, than either in Midday Magazine or when I'm being acted. I pride myself on being able to be directed, and Susan is one of the people I learned that from.
Cool.
Susan, of course. Has a great schooling background for theater, understanding of theater, gets it and gets the audience really well. She's very talented at that, but just more than any of those things, wonderful human being. We wish you the best of days, Susan. And our qualifier for Saturday, Larry Brandt.
Happy birthday, Larry.
Enjoy your day, sir. Hope it's a good one for you. Then we move on to Sunday, where we wish a happy birthday to Lori Poggle.
Happy birthday, Lori.
I'm sorry, Lori Poggle Schultz. I want to get the whole name right. Lori grew up here in Wisconsin Rapids, lives in Almond now, but we wish her a very happy birthday and appreciate her listening over there in Almond. We say good morning to all of our friends over there. And our qualifier for February 25th, this Sunday, Marcus Jagger.
Happy birthday, Marcus.
That name might sound familiar to some listeners out there. Of course, Marcus working hard over in Adams at 106 and former owner of us here at WFHR with Heart of Wisconsin Media.
I got to tell you, I reached out to Marcus to ask him to sponsor a space on our calendar raffle because when he owned this station, he did that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I asked him, you know, about the Wisconsin 106. And it was nice. And of course, he jumped on board right away. You know, yeah, no question. Yeah. But it also sent a really nice message and just said, you know, I miss all my friends in Rapids.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's cool. He's a great guy.
Every once in a while, we see him. He stops by, comes into the studio and stuff and checks in on Pam and Chuck and everything. And we love seeing him. I've said this before, and I will say it every year on his birthday, if not other times. This isn't how radio works. You don't go from owner to ownership, and then the previous owners you have a good feeling about. You enjoy talking to. You have a good relationship with still. Even Civic has a good relationship with Marcus and Heart of Wisconsin Media. This is a credit to the individuals involved, and Marcus and Sage and all these people. It shows you what good people they are, but also that they back what they say. Marcus came here wanting to improve WFHR, wanting to improve local radio. And
yeah.
Boy, did he.
Yeah.
Yeah. He put his money where his mouth is. We have this beautiful new studio, this equipment that we have. It's unparalleled what he did for this station. He only owned our station for about a year or so, but he'll go down. I believe WFHR will be around for another 200-300 years, whatever. As long as there are radios, WFHR will be here. He's an integral part of the history.
And he's just a good human. Like, yeah, he's just a good guy.
Good guy.
Love him. Happy birthday, Marcus.
I'll be talking to you later, Marcus. Have a good day, and you've been warned that I will be calling you later.
Don't answer.
Yeah, he will. No, he will. We look at some celebrity birthdays here. Who's sharing birthdays with people for today? Dakota Fanning is 30. Sarah on The Alienist, great sneaky good TV show. She was in The Runaways, in Twilight, I Am Sam, Uptown Girls, War of the Worlds, Charlotte's Web.
Charlotte's Web. All right, first one I knew that you said.
Okay. Dakota, when she was a kid in like Charlotte's Web and War of the Worlds, she was kind of like, if there was a kid role, she was getting cast. Like,
oh, okay. She was it.
Yeah, yeah. And I was worried like what she would do as an adult, if she would continue to work or anything. She's very talented.
Kind of like Macaulay Culkin.
It was very similar. You know what I mean? Like, very similar. Yeah. Her career has gone a little, like, it's great to see Macaulay's career go where it is now, but if there was a stretch there where it was really rough.
Well, he
for
was
him.
Just the kid, you know, the Home Alone kid. Yeah. That was just.
Elijah Wood is what I think of with her,
okay.
Or Daniel Radcliffe,
yep.
Where those child actors, what we're seeing nowadays with child, it's actually more uncommon for a child actor not to, like, continue in the industry and stuff. We're seeing much more of, like, they're just handling this stuff a lot better nowadays. I don't think many people outside of Daniel Radcliffe has handled it better than Dakota Fanning and some others. Emily Blunt is 41. Oppenheimer and The Rock's co-star in Jungle Cruise. Into the Woods, Mary Poppins. She was Mary Poppins in the remake of that, The Devil Wears Prada. Her and Tom Cruise were fantastic in The Edge of Tomorrow. I really like her. She's a good actor.
I like her,
actor.
Too.
So, her work in Oppenheimer was so good, it was difficult. Like, difficult to watch. Like, her performance, out of all, there's a lot of big names in that movie. Not just actors, but, like, in history. And her.
So, like, you forget she's acting? Like,
yes.
It's so, yeah.
And it happens with her all the time. And she's, to me, she's very recognizable. And so, to me, it would be hard as to chameleon to form into these roles. Not for her. Nope. No, not when you're that talented. She's good. Aziz Ansari is 41. Great stand-up comedian. And a lot of people remember him as Tom from Parks and Recs. Josh Gad is 43. Olaf in Frozen. He's
love
great.
It. Did you ever see that?
Yes, I finally did. You know I did. Beauty and the Beast remake. He was in that as well. He was in Pixels. He played Steve Wozniak in the movie Jobs.
You know what throws me about him is for me his voice is Olaf. It doesn't matter, right?
Yeah,
like he is Frozen. And so then when the new Beauty and the Beast, the character that he was in that. Like when I hear him, I just it throw like I'm like, why is Olaf in Beauty and the Beast?
Yeah,
they were too close together for me. You know what I mean?
I get that.
Yeah.
We'll leave the light on for you, Tom. Tom Beaudet is 69 today, Motel 6 spokesperson.
Love it.
Do they still do that? I hope they do.
I don't know.
I haven't seen a Motel 6 ad in ages, but I hope they're still doing those.
Me either, but you hope they're still leaving the light on or you hope they're still doing the ad?
A little bit of both. let's see here. Howard Jones is 69, 80s big-time singer. What is love? Life in one day. Things can only get better. No one is to blame. No one is to blame is the one I remember.
Yeah, me too.
That's the big one. That
like
come
what?
On the radio.
Like 84-ish
yeah,
or something?
Yeah, that come on. As a kid, I bugged my dad. Like, Dad, turn it up. I don't think he liked it, but he'd put it on for me. let's see here. Patricia Richardson is 73. Tim Allen's wife, Jill Taylor, on Home Improvement.
I loved her.
Great TV mom. Like, great actor. I don't want to take anything
but,
from her.
And I only know her from that show. But I just,
great
I loved
TV
her.
Great TV mom. There's a handful of actors out there that were born to play certain roles. And she's just one of those ones that's so good at that particular role.
And think about, though, who she had. Ray and Peter Boyle, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then what was the brother? You know, the big guy.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what I mean? Like, she had some stiff comp. She had to rise to the occasion to act with all of them. I don't know. I thought she was good.
No, you're right.
They were all really good.
That's something that over my overthinking brain on acting usually does.
You know what I mean? Like, she couldn't be average.
Yeah. It gets lost in the shuffle all the time.
It would have stuck out.
There's like a movie like The Departed. There are a few movies like that where every scene has an A-list actor in it. It's incredible. What I find standing out in those movies is like a James Badger Dale, maybe not a household name, but an actor I worked with in No Names and a very, very talented actor who, among all those names, Matt Damon, Mark Wahlberg, Alec Baldwin, all these people, James Badger Dale hangs with every one of them. He holds his own with every one of them in every scene he's in with them. And that stands out to me more than seeing actors who I know are good do good. I like that you noticed that about her career. I think she's underrated in that regard.
Yeah, I love her.
Ed Too Tall Jones is 73 today, all 6'9" of the cowboy legend.
Could you imagine that?
Being 6'9", I could barely handle being 6'1". I could not imagine that.
Yeah.
Some people no longer with us, like the great Peter Fonda, born in this day in 1940, passed away in 2019. Of course, part of the legendary Fonda family. Easy Rider is probably one of his biggest roles. But
on Golden Pond.
On Golden Pond is one I wanted to bring up. Yeah, yeah. That's the one that I remember him from. And it's, to this day, some of the greatest acting I'll ever see. Is by him and that cast. Incredible movie. And another incredible actor, Jonathan Winter, born on this day in 1944. Jonathan Winters. I thought it was Jonathan Winters. Again, going back to dyslexia, why reading is so important, everybody. Johnny Winter from Edgar Winter, from the Edgar Winter Group. And let's take a quick look at Saturday birthdays. See what we got here for Saturdays. O'Shea Jackson is 33, Ice Cube's son. That's so crazy. Ice Cube's son is 33. And he's a really good actor. I actually think he might be a better actor than his old man. He might be. Let's see here. Billy Zane is 58 on Saturday. And people are still mad at him about Titanic. Like, he jokes about that and stuff. Like, he'll just be walking around and somebody will give him a scowl. And he just knows it's from Titanic. But that's a credit to you as an actor. You did a good job.
Yeah.
So, Sammy Kershaw is 66 tomorrow. Country singer.
I love Sammy Kershaw.
Big hits, Cadillac
Style. Work him in on the other station.
Yes, agreed.
Yeah,
agreed.
I like him a lot.
Agreed. Let's see here. Edward James, almost a 77, one of my biggest influences. First American-born Latina to ever get an Academy Award nomination for Stand and Deliver. Lost to Dustin Hoffman for Rain Man, understandable. He was in Battlestar
Galactica. Yeah, that was just bad timing, right?
Yeah,
I mean, like,
yeah, it happens.
Because both are really good.
He was. I remember him on Miami Vice, too. He was really good. I love his work. Great actor. Great actor. Barry Boswick is 79. He was the mayor on Spin City. Brad Majors in the Rocky Horror Picture Show. I think one of those people, if you saw his face, you'd know who he was. And let's see here. Oh, and people no longer with us, like the great Abe Vigoda, 1921, passed away in 2016. Actually got to be, when I was working on the Conan show, I got to be on set when Abe Vigoda showed up for the last time.
Well, that's cool.
They had this joke going on way back to when Conan was doing late night on NBC and everything, where he'd joke about Abe Vigoda, and then Abe Vigoda just show up. it was because Abe had a great relationship with Conan and the writing staff, and he just loved to kind of like be around people, just a really well-likable guy. Most people remember him from Fish and Barney Miller, if you were around at that time. I always enjoyed him. Abe Vigoda, one of those people that I think of and I smile. I don't even have to see him. It just makes me smile. But I was very fortunate. I didn't talk to him or anything like that, but I got to see him bopping around and interacting with people. I wouldn't have thought he was going to pass soon to that, because he seemed very young and spry to me. He seemed like he was pretty okay. And the legend, George Harrison. Born in 1943, passed away in 2001. This gets a little tricky because George preferred to celebrate his birthday on the 24th, but his birth certificate says the 25th. So you can choose whatever date you want.
I mean, you know.
Is that an option? I didn't know that was an option.
Maybe it's because it's February, right? Because the February 29thers probably celebrate on the 28th. Mm-hmm. So maybe he just thought he could jump his around, too.
I think you're right. I think that was probably it. And then Sunday. Just took a quick look at Sunday birthdays. Rashida Jones is 48, another Parks and Rec star, The Office, and a bunch of other things. Great actor. The daughter of Quincy Jones.
Oh.
Chelsea Handler is 49 on Sunday, a famous actor and stand-up comedian and talk show host. Sean Astin is 53, Bob on Stranger Things, Samwise in Lord of the Rings, Mickey in The Goonies, Rudy in Rudy.
I like that movie.
Yeah, Sean Astin's had a wonderful career, wonderful career. If he never works again, his career stands out. Like, he's had a nice career. Let's see, and Carrot Top is 59 on Sunday. Don't worry about Carrot Top, everybody. Not only does he have a huge, like, he's been in Las Vegas for the last 20 years doing a residency out there. Carrot Top's worth over $70 million.
Is that crazy?
That's insane. Like, that is crazy. But good on him. More power to him.
Woo!
Ric Flair is 75 on Sunday, everybody. The Nature Boy. That's why you have to do it. Legally, you cannot announce Ric Flair's birthday unless you go, woo! You got to do it. Again, George Harrison. Boy, we have to mention George Harrison again. That is going to do it for our birthdays and anniversaries. But we wish everybody celebrating one out there a great one. Keep getting them to us, everybody. We appreciate you doing that and appreciate our great friends over at El Cafe. Treat yourself. Get on over there right now at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Check out things over at El Cafe and wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. Get some Culvers in your life, everybody. What Terry and I are about to do is play a famous TV show theme song. As long as you haven't won anything in 30 days, get ready to call up 424-2600, 715-424-2600. And if you're listening on the Civic Media app, you're just a touch or two away, so you might be able to get a hold of us sooner. Might want to try it. So what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and play this TV show theme song. You get ready to play along, everybody. 424-2600. Tell us what TV show this is from, and you'll win yourself a family pack of four from our Wisconsin Rapids Culvers.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Tossed salads and scrambled eggs.
Fast.
And maybe I seem a bit confused. Yeah, maybe. But I got you, mate.
Let's go ahead and see if we got ourselves a winner. Good morning. What TV show is that from? Let's try again. Okay. Good morning. What TV show is that from?
I think I know it. Is that Frasier?
Yes.
Hey,
yes.
Nice job.
Nicely done.
I wasn't sure if that was Frasier or Becker.
Oh, yeah, Becker had a similar one. Yes, you're right. Becker did have an interesting one, yeah. Nicely done. Is this Matt?
Yeah.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, good. How are you?
Oh, real good. Little chilly, though.
Yeah.
Well, we've been a little spoiled.
Yeah. Hey, bud, hang on the line. I'm going to get some information from you off air, but we appreciate that. Were you a fan of Frasier?
Yeah, I think it came on after Becker late night when I was done with work. I used to watch the reruns.
Yes.
That might be why I was thinking Becker.
It was a fun show.
But hey, before I let you go, can I go, woo!
Yes, you can.
We're celebrating the nature boy here. You can definitely do that. Good to talk to you, man. We'll talk again on Playmakers.
All right, sounds good. Have a good weekend, guys.
You too. Best listeners in radio. I love it. Yeah, Frasier actually had two runs. Frasier ran from September 16th, 1993 to May 13th, 2004, and just recently had a revival where it came back on October 12th, where they had a season. I didn't get to see that new season, but I watched every episode of the old show.
And I would watch it, like I wouldn't turn it off.
Yeah.
you know what I mean? Like flipping through, or maybe some the reruns, but I wouldn't have known that.
And
at all.
Smart listeners that out there may have noticed, well, last week we did Cheers, and this week we did Frasier.
Oh.
So what we're going to be doing here for a little while on...
You're going to see how long you can string them together?
I'm going to see how long I can do this, where we're doing the original show and then the spinoff show.
Okay.
So we're going to have some fun with this. Right. There's a lot of that in TV history, so we're going to have some fun. We've never done this before. Now, it's interesting. We've done the Frasier theme song before, but it was back when Carl and I were doing the show together. And we actually struggled to get somebody to call up right away. So I remember Carl and I singing along to the song, and then we got a caller.
That's tragic.
It was fun.
I have an idea for you. Mm. All right. We got to do it off air, though.
Okay. And one more note that really tied into this perfectly. This week is Kelsey Grammer's birthday. His birthday was just the other day.
Oh, cool.
So there we go. A little bit of a celebration of all that and the best listeners in radio. We're going to talk to our newest star of the day in a moment. We'll do that off air, and we'll come back with a bunch of fun, everybody. We got good things coming up for you right here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Little James Taylor to play us in. Want to remind you that you can hear that live. Well, pretty much. You've got a great artist coming to town here, everybody, that we want you to make sure to get some tickets for. Steve Leslie Sings James Taylor. It's coming up March 7th right here at the Performing Arts Center in Wisconsin Rapids. Steve is a Grammy winner. He is incredibly good at what he does and has a lot of fun with it, too.
And it's awesome because you don't... Well, I don't always, but you don't realize how much James Taylor you just know.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah,
you know, so it always so makes it fun when you can sing along or tap your foot along. You know all the songs.
It's a great show. Encourage you to check it out. Also, get your tickets for Always Olivia, the Olivia Newton-John tribute being done by the great Annie Aiello. We got to talk to Annie the other day. You can find that interview at civicmedia.us. Just look under our shows tab. One of the greatest interviews I've done. Like, period. Not because of me, because of Annie. She was amazing. She was awesome. She was so much fun to talk to. I actually had to apologize to Eric and Sally afterwards.
Like, they didn't get to talk?
I spent a little more time than usual talking to her because I got caught up in it. I don't know how many times I've had that happen in an interview, but I just really enjoyed talking with her. Wonderful human being. And as she would tell you, more important than any of this, maybe even more important than Olivia's career and that we're honoring here, is that what Sally and this team were able to do, where 10% of the some of the proceeds go to the Aspires Women's Cancer Foundation, and another percentage of the proceeds go to the Always Olivia Foundation that Olivia Newton-John started before she passed away from cancer. It's incredible that you can go in ahead and take in this show while you're sitting there enjoying this Always Olivia and Annie's work, and know that you are putting work into fighting cancer.
And yeah, isn't that awesome?
That's pretty cool.
Huge Olivia Newton-John fan.
Yeah.
It's
you said that about James Taylor, and I completely agree with you. I really did that with Olivia Newton-John. I wholeheartedly admit it wasn't until towards the end of her life, and we knew that she was struggling with cancer, that I really, as a kid, as an 80s kid, took a step back and like, well, she's been there my whole life.
Yeah.
She's been a part of my whole life. She was in Grease, physical, always been there. And incredibly talented. Nobody has ever ever debated. Oh, no, if Olivia Newton-John, incredibly talented. And Annie, just as good. Annie is incredibly talented.
Cool.
You're going to enjoy that show, everybody. Get your tickets at savorthearts.com, savorthearts.com. It is National Banana Bread Day. And while Terry might not be a big fan, even though it's delicious, I bet there won't be many people out there celebrating. There are, but there was a time when banana bread was a global phenomenon. Remember 4 years ago when the pandemic was settling in, everyone was under lockdown and there was nothing to do except except wait in long lines at a grocery store or something and Tiger King. That was about it. We're all still we're all still feeling guilty about the Tiger King thing. I love that. I think that's hilarious.
I never watched any of it, so I'm out of the loop.
You're one of the smart ones, yeah. You may have blocked this from your memory, but there was also a time of peak banana bread. In the spring of 2020, Google searches for banana bread were up 54% worldwide, and everyone seemed to be making it.
People were trying to use all of the staples that they had, right?
Yeah.
Instead of throwing away the rotten bananas, they were actually doing something with
them. Yes, yes. At the time, one person tweeted, "Why is everyone making banana bread, like specifically banana bread? I get baking is fun to cure boredom, but why banana bread?" Another said, "Anyone else in the kitchen sipping red wine and aggressively baking banana bread at 9:40 p.m.
At least she didn't say a.m.
It was a weird time. Instagram was flooded with sharing the best banana bread recipes. Chrissy Teigen got into it. A bunch of other celebrities did. So now that we're 4 years into everyone making banana bread, has the world mastered banana bread? Do we have a banana bread that is the utmost? This is the best one. Well, unfortunately, no. We've moved on to sourdough and kombucha and puzzles and board games and virtual Zoom parties and a billion other things.
You know, my family does prefer
going outside.
Nuts in their banana bread. Because sometimes people make it without, and they definitely prefer it with nuts.
Yeah, my mom learned real quick. My dad and I don't like it with the nuts, so I don't know the last time she made it that way. But it's always been good. I love it. And the wonder of banana bread may be gone, but not forgotten. You can celebrate banana bread. Day today. Enjoy. That's a tongue twister there for a little bit. So I wanted to touch on a couple of other stories with you, Terry, that I found pretty interesting. This one is a real doozy, I think. It could be a right story. Who knows? Here are three things you should never do at work, according to an HR professional. I'm curious to see how far this goes, and where this takes us. So number one in this list, don't overshare. It's easy to get comfortable with your coworkers when you're around them for 8 hours a day, but that doesn't mean that they're automatic friends. And oversharing too much of your life with them could cause issues like gossip and rumors starting.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know if I agree with that.
But I don't know. But I mean, I can think of over my, you know, 30 years of being, you know, full time in the workforce, I can think of people who definitely were oversharers.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like, too much information. Like, we're good. We're good.
I do think that that is definitely a thing, and I've worked alongside it too and everything. But I would rather that than the person that gives you nothing,
like
you
just know? More standoffish.
Not to say that it has to be one or the other, but if we're getting in the middle of it, and I'll say this right now, and I do this. This is the approach I took to being on air and doing talk radio. I told myself this in day one: if I'm going to do this job, I got to be me. And I've got to be real. Otherwise, the audience is going to eat me alive. They'll never believe anything I say. And it's so important that, I'm able to be, you know, trusted in this gig and everything. So I got to be myself. And you know what? If it comes back to haunt me, if I say something on the air that my agent can use against me or whatever, so be it. This job comes first. And that approach has worked for me. I would rather live my life openish, if you will, than being afraid of, well, if I say this, who's going to use it against me? I refuse to live that way.
I don't
blame people that live that way, especially younger people in this day and age where they've grown up with a lot of that and a lot of social media stuff that I have no idea about. Me personally, I refuse to live life afraid.
But there are people that overshare.
Yes.
I mean, not even about what the content is, but sometimes it's just like, can you just stop talking?
I'll say this.
You know, like
I think I might be guilty of this on a singular level. Like, I don't have a ton of friends, and when I'm around them and I haven't seen them in a while, it might be like unloading. Like, hey, tell you all this.
You're catching up, right? You got to do a dump. But I don't know that you're doing that with people at work.
No.
You know what
no,
I mean? So no. I can kind of see where they're coming from on this one.
Number two on this list: don't be humble. Successful people tend to be very direct about their accomplishments and more vocal. That means if you're too humble, you might get passed up for a promotion more easily. If you don't advocate for yourself, no one else will.
Well, you have to, I mean, celebrate the good stuff, right? Acknowledge the good work you're doing. I think that's fair.
I think that there's a line. All understand.
Braggers are different than, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you can celebrate your accomplishments without being arrogant about it.
Yeah, I talked about this before. When it comes to acting, it's the only thing in life that I'm really that confident about because I have to be. I love it so much. I learned early on, again, just like with radio, if I don't believe in myself, who else is going to believe in me? You know, it's got to start there.
Absolutely.
I do think, though, that if you're good at something, others will brag about you. I do think that when you're so good at something, I do think that you don't necessarily have to, like, you're right. You have to give yourself credit. You have to stand up for yourself in life and especially in business. But I also think that there's a line where, hey, if you're good at something, others are going to notice.
Sure. And it probably depends upon the environment, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And don't stick around too long at parties. Okay. Negative things can come out.
Don't be the last one to leave.
So. Negative. I never thought about this, but yeah. Negative things can come out of hanging around too long at company functions, whether it's the alcohol or just being with your coworkers in a different environment. Things can get a little crazy. So swing by, show your face, and spend some time at the party, but hanging around longer than a couple of hours doesn't always serve a good purpose.
Yeah, go home and have the third drink.
Now, what happens if everybody does this? Then everybody leaves at the same time. I don't know.
Oh, no, James. Everyone will not leave.
No.
There will be a diehard one or two or four that stay.
You can tell that I haven't been to a lot of these. You can tell that I haven't been to a whole lot of company parties or functions. I would not make an appearance.
Well, especially, and I think, too, it depends. You know, like, kind of, if you're in a, obviously you want these opportunities, but if you're in a supervisory role, and especially when there's alcohol involved, sometimes it's better. Yes. Go make an appearance, hang out with everybody for a little bit, and then get the heck out of there, and then they can do what they're going to do.
Like a lot of these lists, I take them with a grain of salt and apply them to your life, your job, see how they work. I think it's I argue with the list.
You know,
I just think you got to kind of, tinker with it a little bit.
When you first did the teaser of this story, I thought it was going to be like three, like, very specific things, and I was like, how can there only be three?
Yeah.
But I kind of like that these are more broad kind of concepts versus, you know, don't leave your rotten lunch in the fridge for four months or, you know, like something like that.
Yeah. Don't show up to work in your birthday suit. There's certain things you should not do.
Yeah, no.
For the first time in 5 years, the value of a single lost tooth has declined. The Tooth Fairy is in shambles, people. Delta Dental's 26th annual Tooth Fairy poll just came out, and they found the national average is now $5.84 per tooth. That's down 39 cents from $6.23 last year, which was an all-time high. Current prices are still up nearly $2 from 4 years ago pre-pandemic. Kids in the West get the biggest payouts for those teeth, $8.54 per tooth. Dang. Kids in the Northeast are next at $6.87, then in the South, $5.51. Our kids here in the Midwest are way low at $3.63 a tooth.
Oh, well,
that's crazy.
I mean, I don't know. Good on the Tooth Fairy. She's busy.
Mm-hmm.
She's out there collecting all those teeth. So,
but even with this 1 year decline, the overall trend is strong. Over the past 26 years, the average Tooth Fairy payout has surged 349% from $1.30 to $5.84. At that rate, by 2050, the Tooth Fairy will be leaving a whopping $30 under a pillow for every single tooth.
I think it's cute that Delta Dental puts this together and then does the average. You know, like 54 cents. That's awesome.
I think it's cute. I think it's also pretty interesting, you know, just to see this data. There's plenty you can, with any bit of data, any set of numbers, you can dissect it and, you know, create hours and hours of conversation out of it. I just think it's interesting, like you said, that they keep track of the history of this everything. It's kind of interesting. I don't know. I have to... I have to give my dad some credit here. And he can't be the only one. Because without him, you know, being able to help out.
And reminding you, Jim, put your tooth under.
Yeah, I didn't know that. My mom worked nights sometimes.
Oh.
And so my dad was the one to like, hey, Jimmy, you could do stuff with those. So
forget.
My dad being a former boxer and hockey, at the time he was a boxer and hockey player, he's pretty familiar with losing teeth. So what he did was he would joke with me and like, hey, Jimmy, I'm going to put mine under my pillow, too.
Oh,
and we'll
cute.
See who makes more and all
how
this.
Cute.
It was kind of funny
love
and
it.
All that. He never got anything. But one
and
year.
That, so it should be.
But 1 year I got I'll never forget. I got a 50-cent piece and I thought it was really cool.
That
and
is
back
awesome.
Then it meant something.
Yeah.
And my dad got an IOU.
That's perfect.
It was the funniest thing as a kid.
Hey, I mean,
I thought that was a good
there's
idea.
There's limitations on everyone, right?
Yeah,
like
yeah,
the Tooth
yeah.
Fairy, she's busting it. But
well, I imagine the Tooth Fairy had to figure out, like, wait a minute, why is this guy, like, does that count? Had to look at the rule book and everything
yeah.
and figure out, do hockey players and boxers
he was trying
count?
To sneak in because she was already coming for yours.
To be fair, this is the same guy that whenever we played Monopoly together, he always had to be the banker because he's a human calculator, but he would also hide a $500 bill under the board.
Stinker. Stinker.
And he'd still lose. That's the thing about it.
That's like, the best part. Yes. Cheaters never prosper.
No,
see?
No, they don't, Dad. But man, we had dinner together with Bria, my oldest daughter, and them for Tuesday. Tuesday we had dinner together for my birthday and all that. But it was great seeing what I love about those things is seeing them interacting. You're just taking a step back and watching them all
it's
interact.
It's really cool, isn't it?
And Bria loves board games. So her and my dad all of a sudden realized a kinship there that they both love board games. Like, oh, we have to play Monopoly and all this. And I'm just sitting there,
You're like no!
You don't know what you're walking into, B. You don't know.
Maybe she can mastermind him. You don't know.
Oh,
you
true.
Don't know.
That's a really good
He's
point.
Maybe met his match.
Get ready. We got a. I'd love to see. Actually, now we have to do that. Yes, we have to do that.
Like, they're going to be like buying you and your mom out, right? Like, you're going to get like two turns and they're going to be like, yeah,
that's
you two
it.
Are out.
As we're wrapping up here, Terry, I did want to touch on this historic moment in space. Intuitive Machines IM-1 lander, also called the Odyssey or Odie, is on the lunar surface after experiencing unexpected issues hours prior to landing. The company was able to confirm the mission control received signals from the lunar surface shortly after landing. That is important because the landing is a historic one, marking the first commercial spacecraft to soft land on the moon and the first U.S.-made vehicle to touch down on the lunar surface since the Apollo program ended more than five decades ago. That's impressive.
Yeah.
And I doubt you're going to hear that story in many places, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So spread the word about that story. That's pretty darn cool. And I think it's a fun story and a good story to take into the weekend, everybody.
And how can being on the moon get old? You know
right.
what I mean? Like, yeah.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes. Couldn't agree with you more. We'll check in with our partners. We'll get a news break in, and we'll come back with a bunch of fun. We got some entertainment. Got some other good stories we're going to get into. I want to talk about with Terry, that life beer hack for beer cans. That's all coming up. Right. Here.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.